the best way to think about it is that there's actually two elections happening. Let me start with the one we are most familiar with, which is our basic primary election. And in the primary, the two major political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, they select their candidates to go on to the general election in the fall. And there's a lot of races, of course. Some of them are more, are going to be more exciting than others just based on who's involved. But it's the presidential primary. We've got a U.S. senator on the ballot, attorney general, auditor general, state treasurer, representatives, et cetera. So please, please, please participate in the election. Tomorrow you can participate by showing up at your poll location. A lot of people, the mail-in ballot option is getting real popular. A lot more people are participating by mail. If you have requested a mail-in ballot and you haven't completed it, it must be received in our office in the secrecy envelope. It must be signed and dated, and it must be received by 8 p.m. on election night, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So you can drop it off right here in the courthouse. You can drop it off in our elections office, which will be open tomorrow night until 8 p.m. And if you've mailed it and if you're not sure it's been received, you can certainly call our elections office to confirm. If you are participating in person, you can go to your polling location and you can participate in the primary. So there is a special election also happening, and I want to talk about that for a second. So many of you are familiar with Joe Adams. He was actually a Wayne County commissioner, and I worked with him for several years before he ran for the 139th seat. When earlier this year, Joe did make an announcement that he would not be seeking reelection. So that district is on the ballot in the primary for next year. However, shortly after that, he also announced that he would be stepping down effective essentially immediately because there was a medical issue in his family that sort of took priority. What that means is there's now a vacancy for his position for now, from now till the remainder of the year. So anyone that lives in the 139th district, which are municipalities from both Wayne and Pike County, most of them are it's the southernmost part of Wayne County. Jason, it also includes Cherry Ridge and South Canaan, which typically you don't think of as southern Wayne County. But that and several municipalities in Pike make up that 139th district. If you live in that district, you can vote in this special election. You do not have to be a Republican or a Democrat. And I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes to get the word out, because anyone who isn't registered with the major parties isn't in the habit of participating in elections in the springtime, right? When it's primaries for the major parties.
Yeah, that's one of the key things that I wanted to emphasize with you today, or have you emphasize for the listeners. So how do third party independents and other voters participate in this special election?
So if you show up at the polls, show up at your polling location, when you sign in, they'll know that you are either unaffiliated or independent or whatever, and give you a special election ballot. If you live in that district and you're also a Republican or a Democrat, you're going to get the primary ballot as well. But when we say, I try not to use the term third party, Jason, because in Wayne County, there are actually quite a few parties. And nationally, there's a bunch of parties. You know, we're familiar with some of them, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the Independent Party. But you can be unaffiliated, undecided. It doesn't matter. If you live in the 139th, you can vote for this race. So I really do encourage people to, if they haven't requested a mail-in ballot or participated by mail, to go to their polling location. The other good bit of information that I want to share with you guys is that the state website, and we have links to it on our own county page, the state website offers an awful lot of great information on where your polling location is, hours, things like that. If you're not sure if you're registered, and people do switch parties from time to time, and sometimes they forget if they are where they want to be. You can learn all of that on the state site, vote.pa.gov. I think it's very helpful information. We are past the deadline to register to vote in this primary. But if anyone is interested in this year's election in the fall, please do register if you haven't already. Do it now while you're thinking of it. So the clock doesn't run out on you in the fall. It is a presidential year. Our turnout percentages tend to be higher than in other years where there are local elections, which always surprises me because I think sometimes the local elections actually impact you on a more profound level. But again, it's never been more convenient to vote with the mail-in ballot option. But if you haven't done that yet, you can show up at your polling location. And I really encourage people to participate because I always feel like the process is better the more people that participate.
And if you could, and I know you just explained this, but if you could, just to remind us again, who actually, if I were, which I am not because I don't live in Pennsylvania and I don't live in the 139th, but if I was a voter in the 139th and I go in to vote in the special election, who am I seeing on that ballot?
Okay, so prior to the special election, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party chose their candidates. And the Republican Party has chosen Jeff Bolsomer to be on the ballot for the special election. And the Democratic Party has chosen Robin Schooley Skiver to be on the ballot. So those are the two choices that you have for the special election to fill the 139th seat for the remainder of the year. Now, are you ready to get more confusing, Jason?
Yeah, this is the part I've been waiting for. I think I know where you're going with this.
So on the primary ballot for our registered Republicans and Democrats, that same race is on the ballot for next year when the new term begins. So again, there's essentially two races for that seat, one to fill the term for the remainder of the year and then for the two-year term beginning next year.
Right. And again, that just kind of underlines the key word in all of this, which is special. This is a special election to fill a seat until the regular election happens. And it really reminds me of something that we just went through on the New York side of the river in our listening area just 2 years ago with one of our local congressional districts. It was the same thing where we were seeing similar candidates in two different races at the same time. That's why I just wanted to talk to you and get you to drag a comb through this. So whoever wins a special election, they will fill this seat until the next legislative term starts in January, correct?
Correct. That's correct. So, and again, that'll be determined in the general election. We always call the fall election the general election. The spring elections are the primary where the parties select their candidates. So the general election in the fall will determine who gets that seat for the next two-year term. And these representatives, just from my own personal experience, Jason, our senators, our representatives, and our federal senators and congresspeople work really, we're in touch with them constantly at the county level. There's so much that they can do for local government in terms of supporting economic development projects, letters of support for things, and more importantly, a lot more importantly, funding for this. I know everybody thinks about politics not in a great way these days, right? Things are divisive. But when the legislators are extremely helpful to us here at the local level, and so you want really good people in there. You want people that will serve their communities. You want people with great reputations and great characters. And so we control that as voters. That's why I think greater participation really strengthens the democratic process. So that we do get the best participation, gets the best outcome, right? So I really do encourage people to participate. And any questions at all, you can always reach out to us here in the county. Because if you have anything, any questions at all, your elections are run by county government in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And here in Wayne County, I've been the chair of the Board of Elections ever since I was elected 4 years ago. And I think we do things extremely well here, but we are very happy to answer questions. We're very happy to help people through the process, answer questions they have or concerns that they have. And we're here every day to do that for the residents of Wayne County.
Is there anything else on this ballot that people should know about other than what we've already gone over?
So for those who are not registered Republicans or Democrats, no. The only thing that will be on the ballot is the 139th race in those municipalities. For the primary election, Jason, yes, all the other, the president, the United States senator, attorney general, attorney general, auditor general, state treasurer, we've got the congressional 8th district, we've got the 11th district. For those that don't live in Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, Wayne County has two different districts, the 139th, which we've been talking about. The northern part of the county has the 111th district. That'll be on the primary ballot as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of other races. There's some party races, right? The Republicans and Democrats are both looking for delegates. Those will be on the ballots for the Republican and Democrats voting. So, and there's, and I learn something every single time I've voted throughout my life. So please participate, go. The poll workers there often have been there for years and years, Jason. I think they do things extremely well. But we're always encouraged if we get a greater participation and hope to see people go out.
We've talked a lot about the special election and primary that are happening. But, you know, as you said, you're involved with running the election. It's a big election year. Is there anything that you want folks to know about the general election? Anything else that you're looking at that you're working on that you want to let folks know about?
Well, yeah, Jason, I appreciate you giving me a chance to just talk a little bit about the mail-in ballot process. The mail-in ballot option has become extremely popular, and I'm grateful. You know, my mother is 88 years old, and, you know, when we're younger, it's very easy to get up and go on any given day. At her age, you know, I'm happy that there's a mail-in ballot option for her and a lot of people where it is harder for them to get out. So it's really becoming very popular by both parties, Republican candidates, Democrat candidates. They're all encouraging people to participate. And I just want to speak briefly about, you know, people have asked me, there's already an absentee ballot process. Why is there a mail-in, a no excuse, essentially, mail-in ballot option as well? That was due to legislation that passed in 2019 to make it easier for people, right? When you request an absentee ballot, there's a little more involved in doing it. So, you know, legislatively, it was decided, let's let people vote. Let's make this easy. When they return a mail-in ballot, I really ask people to just spend some time with it and do it properly. Because if the ballot that you return to us is not signed, your signature, and the date that you're returning it to us, if that's not there, we can't count that ballot. So there have been some changes. If anybody's requested a mail-in ballot before, I hope you'll find that it's easier to decipher. It's even color-coded. And all of that is to secure make sure that people who are eligible to vote are voting, make sure people who are not eligible to vote are not voting. And then the secrecy envelope, it's really important that the ballot goes into that secrecy envelope before returning it to the courthouse. So that's really it. It's very simple. It just means reading it and following it correctly. Very few ballots weren't done properly as of last year. I think people are getting better and better at this. But, you know, you just hate to see one return that you can't count, Jason. It kills us here, right? I encourage people to, again, it's a very popular option these days. We've made it more convenient. And if you do it that way, just take a minute, be careful, read through the instructions carefully, and send it back to us so that your voice is counted. And that matters to us. That matters a great deal.
All right. And we've been talking to you in your capacity as Wayne County's Board of Elections president, but as Wayne County Commissioner and under that hat, apart from the elections, is there anything going on that the commissioners want listeners to know while we happen to have you here?
I appreciate it, Jason. So we're always working on a few projects, economic development projects. You've heard me talk about some of these. A recovery to work ecosystem where drug and alcohol and behavioral health services are combined to help give people their very best chance of recovery. That process continues. We have secured funding for it. Instead of all located on one campus, just because of logistics and financial limitations, we are now forced to look at this happening in separate locations, which is okay. We can pivot. We can make that work. But we're gaining traction on that project. And as commissioners, you know, we're mandated to provide services to the people of Wayne County. And when those service providers aren't in the area or it's unaffordable or unattainable, we have to play a role in making it easier for people to receive those services. The other project, we've talked about this a lot, I think, Jason, in broadband. So we're actually expecting an announcement from the Commonwealth sometime this month about a project that we had submitted about 6 months ago that will move broadband forward in Wayne County significantly. And even before we hear about that or get the funding from that, there's been a lot of activity in the county from the private sector. Individual companies are making an investment in Wayne County in fiber right to the home in a lot of cases and still some wireless options. And their businesses have been really, they're amazing. I'm so pleased that they're moving forward and helping Wayne County. That's happened even outside of the county.
Yeah, is that the result of any kind of like government incentive or encouragement? Or is it the private sector just realizing, hey, there's a market in rural areas?
That's exactly what it is. And before other bigger players come into the area and scoop it up, some of the, you know, it's a different business model for each of them. But my understanding is they want a footprint here in Wayne County to expand where they're already serving. In some cases, it's your area, Sullivan County, or coming into Wayne County from the north or across the Delaware River. But they want to get a footprint in here and a hold of before another big outside provider comes in. Either way, the Wayne County residents benefit from that. So the state funding, that money, Jason, is designed to really help the people that don't have broadband at all. So outside of this private development, wherever there is not service yet, hopefully that money gets us to the finish line. But it's been a long process for me, Jason. I've learned a lot about funding for these projects since I've been a commissioner, and I'm frustrated it's taken a long time, but I understand why it has. And hopefully the actual development work, once we get the green light and funding, that's a less amount of time to finish something than to get the funding for it sometimes.
We've been talking with Wayne County Commissioner Jocelyn Kramer, who's also the Board of Elections President in Wayne County. Jocelyn, thank you so much for going through all of this. And then also, best of luck on the special election primary day.
I thank you very much, Jason. Please remember to vote and please remember to support WJFF, guys.